Need to slow down, put the phone away, and connect with your community? This Friday, the Nelson Public Library, in partnership with the Columbia Basin Alliance for Literacy and the Nelson Izushi Friendship Society, invites the community to explore the art of origami, or paper folding, while also learning about the history and cultural significance of the practice. The event is in celebration of Asian Heritage Month and part of the library's Digital Detox series. It will give participants of all ages and abilities a chance to put their electronic devices aside and try the meditative craft of origami themselves. Fraser Sutherland from Nelson Public Library says it's also intended to highlight the Japanese tradition of senbazuru, the practice of folding 1,000 paper cranes as a symbol of peace, hope, and healing.
The paper cranes are supposed to kind of symbolize, at least in our project, the basic general feeling of healing and hope for a community, and also kind of it acts as a community project, a project where community can come together and kind of share in this communal experience of creation.
Catherine Vanderveen from Seabal also mentions the story, immortalized in Books and Culture, of Sadako, a young Japanese girl living in Hiroshima in 1945. Sadako was one of thousands affected people who developed leukemia after the United States bombed the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan at the end of World War II.
When she was in the hospital, one of the nurses read to her the historical story of the 1,000 paper cranes, and the concept behind the paper cranes in Japanese history is that somebody that makes 1,000 paper cranes, they have peace, prosperity, health, and well-being. And unfortunately, she passed away before she was able to finish the 1,000 cranes, but it's inspired other kids and people around the world to work together to make the 1,000 paper cranes.
Sutherland says the library's public project to fold 1,000 paper cranes throughout the month of May is progressing well, but hopes that people will attend the event on Friday to help them reach their goal. In addition to making paper cranes, people will have the opportunity to hear from Vanderveen with an overview of the history of the practice of origami.
It has been traditionally linked to being a Japanese paper craft, but it also has roots in the Middle East and in Germany. So we're going to talk about the history, as I say, in Japan, and then how some of the techniques from Germany and the Middle East got brought into Japanese paper folding techniques. So traditional origami, they did actually used to use adhesives such as glue or tape to put pieces of paper together to make bigger folds and bigger designs, but then the purists prefer to use just a single piece of paper. And then there's also people that do a technique called wet origami, so they would take a piece of paper or cardboard and make it wet and then make their shapes that way, and it gives it a softer, more lifelike effect.
Due to the technical nature of origami, Vanderveen also notes that it is a great practice to help people of all ages develop and maintain their fine motor skills. She highlights an interesting connection with the German educator and founder of the kindergarten movement, Friedrich Froebel, in the 1800s.
He was looking for activities for children to do that would encourage them to develop their fine motor skills as well as follow directions, and paper folding was something that was accessible and relatively easy to do. And so a lot of the techniques that we have in modern origami actually come from Friedrich's work with kids in a kindergarten environment. So it was an easy craft for kids to do, or an easy activity. I don't think he really thought of it as a craft. I think it was more of a training technique and a discipline, something that they could engage with. And so, yeah, that's kind of where that came from. And for me, coming from a literacy standpoint, I thought it was really interesting because kids that are 4 or 5 sometimes have a hard time following detailed instructions. But when it's something that they have a visual, like if you fold it this and this way, you get a paper airplane, or if you do it this way, you get a box. There's something that comes that's very rewarding for them. So that linked the literacy piece over too.
The Origami Evening is free and takes place at the Nelson Public Library this Friday, May 29th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. All materials will be provided. For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.